So as the city gears up to stage Olympic football, we can cross now to talk to a couple of proud parents who are getting ready to watch their daughter take part in the first match at the City of Coventry Stadium. Melissa Tancredi is on the Canadians women's team that will take on Japan, and Marion's with a mum and dad.
Morning, Paul. Yes, I'm in the breakfast room of their hotel. Morning, Anne. Morning, Peter.
Good morning.
How are you doing? All right?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Okay, so you've come from Canada to support your daughter.
Yes.
Tell us about your daughter, Melissa, then, and how proud you are of her making it to the Olympics.
We're so proud of Melissa. She's been always an overachiever, and she's always played hard, and we told her you have to follow your heart and be happy, so she's done that. It's her passion.
Not the first time for an Olympic performance, though.
No, it's her second time. She was in Beijing, and she's had two World Cups as well under her belt.
Okay, so Dad, I know how proud you are because of what you're wearing, but because it's radio, you need to tell people what you're wearing.
Well, I'm wearing her own shirt.
Right.
White with Canada.
You've got
her black pants.
Right, you've got a team flag.
A team flag signed by the Canadian national team.
What's on your head?
Oh, a construction hat with Canadian flags all over the place, and says, we believe in the back.
Okay, we believe in the back and on the front.
And the front says, I'm proud dad of number 14.
Now tell us a little bit about Melissa. Her nickname's the Tank. Why is that?
She's Tank Ready. Tancredi.
I see.
Ready.
So in the name, she's got a nickname, the Tank, from Tancredi in her surname. And she's also got a bit of an unfortunate problem with her nose, Mum.
Yes. It has been broken seven times.
Seven times.
So
okay.
That's something she's going to have to look after soccer.
What's your advice to Melissa? What have you said to her this morning?
I haven't talked to her this morning. We're not allowed to, but we've always told her, you play hard and just have fun.
And what do you make of Coventry? Welcome to the city. What do you think?
Beautiful.
You know what? Coventry's beautiful. It's been very friendly and clean. And you know what? We've had no problem and we've had no fear of anything. It's just been gorgeous.
And the sun as well. Timed nicely.
We brought
didn't
the
it?
Sun to you.
Thank you very much. So how long are you staying for then?
We're staying 2.5 weeks. 1 week in Coventry.
And then we move on to Newcastle.
All right. Well, we wish you all the very best. You excited about this evening?
For sure.
What's your prediction? Can I ask for that?
Well, Japan's number one. They won the World Cup, so we're just hoping they play their best.
Everything crossed. Honestly, I'm going to take a picture and put it on our Facebook page, if that's all right, because Dad, you look fabulous. And Mum, all supporting the colours.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Marion.
Go, Canada. Go, Canada, go.
Yeah, go, Canada, go.
We'll let them get their breakfast, Paul.
Absolutely. Well, I had to. I just flinched slightly when you said Melissa had her nose broken seven times. And poor girls, seven times.
Not all sport-related, but mainly.
Mainly sport,
yeah,
not all sport-related.
Missed the ball a couple of times and caught someone else.
I was going to say, is it football or is it rugby? Marion, thanks ever so much, and
cheerio.
Good luck to Melissa and Melissa's mum and dad as well, who have been getting their breakfast at their hotel this morning. Good luck to everybody taking part in the Games. It really is an achievement, and well done to everybody too.